Okay, good morning. My name is Marius. My youngest son, Zach, is going to get baptized a bit later. So I just wanted to share a little bit about what baptism is. And I think what most of us know, but who here has not yet been baptized? And if you put your hand up, it doesn't mean you have to go. I'm just interested, who has never been baptized that's here? I know Zach's one. Two. Okay, awesome. Three. Okay, so can you put up the first slide quickly? So the Bible says how we get saved. It says it in this way. It says, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it's by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. I just want you guys to see there's a declaration. There's a saying something in the public to the world. And it doesn't have to be public as on a beach, but public as in the open, in church, in front of witnesses. So our faith, part of our faith is, I am not ashamed of the gospel. I know I need Jesus. I open and declare that he is Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. And now, in that moment, you are saved. In that moment, when you say that prayer, before that moment, you have no connection with God. God can speak to you. He can try and give messages to you. He says the Holy Spirit convicts us of righteousness. But until the moment of that declaration, you are not saved. In that moment of declaration, there's a veil lifted from your eyes. You will see God in a way you've never seen him before. And the Holy Spirit comes into your heart to rebirth you in that moment. And it's a supernatural thing. So, baptism as we know it, I don't know if you know, but it actually has its roots in a Jewish tradition called the mikveh. Is that they had a tradition, a purification rite, when people wanted to make a recommitment to kind of a right lifestyle, when a Gentile converted to become a Jew, they would put them in a place where there's gathered natural water. That's probably why they did it in the rivers, because the water is healthy. And the person would be immersed, fully immersed, as a sign of this commitment that the person makes. So when John the Baptist came preaching a baptism of repentance and forgiveness of sins, the Jewish people knew what he was talking about. But the difference was, John the Baptist made a way for Jesus, because the Jewish tradition was something you do in your own strength as a recommitment. So you have to do it regularly. Why? Because we fail regularly. We're humans. But baptism is different. Baptism is, after I've made the saving declaration, you know, are now baptized into Christ. It's a supernatural thing. So Jesus, just after John the Baptist has said, I preach a baptism of repentance and forgiveness for sin, and he baptized people. He says, but after me, one will come who is greater than I. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. In that moment, Jesus walks up to John, and he says, I want to get baptized like these. And John objects. He says, how can I baptize you? You're the greater one. And Jesus said, allow me to be baptized, because we must fulfill everything God planned. We must do what God wanted us to do. In one of the translations says, we must fulfill righteousness. We must do the right thing. So what Jesus was modeling, he wasn't a sinner, and he didn't need forgiveness. But he was modeling obedience. That because I'm here as a man, I too must demonstrate that forgiveness and repentance is coming to another to be baptized into a new being. And then at that moment, he was baptized. So can we go to the second one? And I just wanted to see something that happened. So Jesus, in the Jordan River, was baptized into the water, and it came up. And this is the moment as it came out of the water. After his baptism, as Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. And a voice came from heaven, said, "This is my dearly beloved Son, who brings me great joy." So I want us to see something here. So we've said when you come to faith, the Holy Spirit is poured into your heart by God. So now you're connected with God. Now you get baptized. I want us to see that the Holy Spirit is involved in baptism. Because in the same way that when Jesus came up, the Holy Spirit rested on him as the Son of God, the Messiah. But in the same way, the Holy Spirit's involved in our obedience. And in the same way, there is things happening in the spiritual that you might not see. And there will be changes in your life because of the moment of obedience. Everything we do, and just hear this, baptism is one obedience. But I want to say everything we do in obedience to the Holy Spirit makes the power of the Holy Spirit involved in that moment. Paul says, I put to death the old man that I was, who did bad things and had bad habits, by yielding to the Spirit. My obedience allows the Spirit to put to death a part of who I was. And our incremental obedience to Jesus as we go makes us more like him and less like we were. And this is just another step of obedience, but a beautiful one. And to know that the Holy Spirit's involved. So even if afterwards, like I did, I got baptized in Buckhoven. All I remember afterwards is that it was cold. But over the years, I saw things. There were changes made. So I want to encourage those thinking about baptism. The Holy Spirit will be involved in the obedience in a way that you can't have unless you take the step of obedience. Whether it be baptism or any other step of obedience. So why do we get baptized? Well, for me, the best reason is Jesus got baptized. If Jesus as a man recognized he needed the Holy Spirit's empowering for this ministry, which is exactly what happened there. Without his baptism, he wouldn't have had the Holy Spirit resting on him. And his ministry started there in the same way. By your baptism, you will step into something that God has for you, every person who wants to be baptized, and there will be an empowering of the Holy Spirit for God's purposes for you. Can we go to, please, number 5? So I just want to see what happens in the moment of baptism. It says in Galatians, it says, "For you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus." So you put your faith in Jesus, you become adopted in reality as a son and daughter of God. And all who have been united with Christ in baptism have put on Christ like putting on new clothes. In your baptism, besides the Holy Spirit that will get involved, there is a uniting of yourself with Christ in a way that is a reality that you might not see or know, but it's no less a reality. It's like putting on new clothes. So remember, John said, "After me will come someone who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." So we know the Holy Spirit rested on Jesus. As you get baptized into Christ, you get baptized into the Holy Spirit with which Jesus will baptize you. In other words, you get baptized into Christ. You get he is, because it's into Christ and who he is, like new clothes. That is your baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire from Jesus. And I'm not talking about tongues. I'm not talking about an infilling of the Spirit, but a reality. And we see it. We see it in the book of Acts. When they prayed for new people, they baptized them right away and people started speaking in tongues. Maybe that happens with you. Maybe it doesn't. But know that the Holy Spirit's involved. We have been, it says in Romans, it says, we have been buried with him through our baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so that we may live a new life. So what we are doing, as when we put our faith in Christ, we said goodbye to who we were, we repented from the old man in the same way through your baptism. You say, Lord, I want to die to who I was, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, be resurrected as Christ was through the same Holy Spirit into a brand new life. And that is what baptism is. So I want to encourage us. This is something that is not just a ritual. It's not just a tradition. It's the power of God for us, for a new life, that you can't live without the Holy Spirit in you. And we do it like this. Zach asked a good question. How do you do this in public? Because as a church family, we share. As much as we had the children being dedicated, a brother in Christ is getting baptized. And we will help each other walk this out. Okay. So, can I pray for us very quickly? And then we can go get wet. Zach? Heavenly Father, thank you that you're in this. This is your institution, Father. And Lord Jesus, you, like everything, go before us like a brother, as a firstborn from the dead. You show us how to live this life. And thank you for this powerful thing that you've given us. That as we declare physically by going under the water, we will come out new and filled with the Holy Spirit and in you and with you for always. So we bless you for this time, Lord. We pray that for those of us here, Lord, that we will know that God is this intentional, not just with those who get baptized, but with every person sitting here, every person listening in this moment, to know that God is there for you, for your problems, and to be your strength, and to be your salvation for every day. So bless you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.